Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KB the Sexy Ninja in the place to be for a Paper Super Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about SmackDown, April 26, 2024. Corey Graves, Wade Barrett on commentary. We're in Cincinnati, Ohio. It is the first day of the draft. This is night one. Night two's on Monday, and man, what a fun show. But before we get into that, we got some news highlights. Vince has officially sold all his stock in TKO, so Vince is officially done with any part of WWE. He does not own anything. He has no say. He has no clout. He has nothing with WWE anymore, and that is insane to think about, but rightfully so. Goodbye, Vince. And on to my next bit of business with Vince Jr., Mr. Tony Khan, and this stupid fucking comment. I got text about this, and I scratched my head. I saw the where he's like, he's piping him up. He's looking at Andy Kaufman with the neck brace and everything like that, and he's talking, and he goes, yeah, he's like, yeah, we're Pepsi. I'm like, okay, you're going to call WWE the Coke of pro wrestling, you know. He's going on and on and on, and I'm just like, okay, and then he has to say, we're the Pepsi of the professional wrestling, and WWE's the Harvey Weinstein of professional wrestling. And I'm like, what? Even the commentators, this was for an NFL thing too. This was, you know, for the NFL draft that happened this week. He has to mention WWE any chance he gets. And this comment alone just makes me be like, dude, I don't even want to watch AEW now. Like, you are tainting your product because of the stupid shit you say like this. I was all hyped for Collision and Rampage for Saturday. I'm still going to watch because I have a obligation of, you know, reviewing these shows and getting them out there because people like hearing my thoughts on the wrestling and everything like that. But when you come out and blatantly just say something so fucking stupid like that, it's like, oh, man. I feel bad for your talent. I feel really super bad for your talent because you have a roster over there. You have Will fucking Ospreay. And you got to say dumb shit like that. It's like, dude, pull your head out of your ass. It's like, to the security footage, like the security footage was dumb. But this moment here with this stupid fucking neck brace was stupid. Beyond stupid. You know, this is a comment that really just puts you in a bad light, Tony. Just really puts you in a bad light. And I know there is those hardcore AEW fans like, yeah, tell them, Tony. This isn't good for business. This isn't good for that locker room. So that's my two cents, because somebody asked me, and I was just, after I saw it and everything, I was like, damn. You know, and it just makes Punk more credible. And like, this guy's a fucking clown. And he's showing it more and more because he's desperate to get his business off the ground. He's desperate to put people butts in seats in these stadiums that he can't fill. And you kind of ruin it even more with a stupid fucking comment like that. All right. Now let's move on and let's get into the fun stuff here, okay? Sorry, got fired up, but it's just one of those things where it's just like, damn, dude. You know, and I really like AEW. I'm really rooting for AEW. I think competition is great, but don't ruin your fucking business with stupid comments like that. Kayla's backstage with Paul Heyman. The draft is tonight. Our good old tribal chief, as Paul Heyman tells us, withdraws from the WWE draft 2024 because he's like, hey, he doesn't want to overshadow anybody. He's going to be the number one pick overall. So he says, nah, I'm good. I'm skipping this. The tribal chief doesn't need this whatsoever. So I kind of like that. Jackie, she's with NXT in Florida. And really cool, too. They're all there. They got some fans in the in the crowd. They got all the talent in the ring and on the side. You know, they're watching SmackDown and they're watching it, and it feels like a real draft show. And you got the war rooms and everything like that. It just feels like it's a big night, and this actually means something. And I like the fact that Triple H is making it that way. He's like, the draft needs to mean something. And it really, and what I really like is the new rules. Champions on both shows stay. They cannot be drafted. They stay where they're at. So that means Cody Rhodes is on SmackDown. Not the SmackDown champion, but he is going to be on SmackDown. And Damian Priest will be on Raw. And I was like, okay, I really like that. And they can draft from NXT, WWE, and SmackDown. And not WWE, Raw. Oh, getting myself confused here. But yeah, that's really cool. And we go right into it with Cody and AJ, the contract signing with Corey Graves, because Corey Graves says Nick Aldis is all tied up in this draft, and he has the honor to have the contract signing with Cody and AJ. And I was expecting spicier back and forth banter between these two. AJ was okay. He's like, hey, man, you know, he mentions Dusty Rhodes, and he's like, yeah, I got to, you know, you hold that championship, and maybe you can hold that title, but that's the key here in this story is, can you hold that title? And at Backlash, I'm going to take it. Cody comes back, and he's very Cody, and it's awesome, and he does his thing, and they shake hands, and I'm like, okay, this match is going to be a banger. This is the first time these two's ever faced each other. And I had to do the research real quick because I was like, I don't want to sound like an idiot when I say that. But I looked, I was like, oh, yeah. You know, and AJ came into WWE, and when Cody went over to New Japan and everything like that. So this is going to be a really good match between these two. But like I said, I was expecting spicier banter. And as AJ leaves, Cody's getting out of the ring. Triple H music hits, and we're doing the round one of the draft. And Triple H asked Cody, can you present it with him? He's like, okay, yeah, sure. And in the first round of the draft, SmackDown's first pick is Bianca Belair, okay? And then the Raw's pick, they get Jey Uso. Then we go back to SmackDown. They got Carmelo Hayes. I was very excited about that. And Raw has Seth Rollins. So I was like, okay, all right. Well, that's a good start to this draft. And I love, and my favorite part about this, though, is Carmelo Hayes comes out. You know, and it got a little bit of whoop that trick. And I liked how Carmelo handled that. He's like, yeah, I did. So get on with it. And he just goes right into it. And he challenges Cody. And that's our main event for tonight. Hook, line, and sinker. I am signed up for the show. I was already signed up for the show. But hey. But I was just like, damn. That's pretty damn awesome. We got a crazy tag team match with Dragon Lee and Mysterio versus Angel Humberto. And Dragon Lee and Mysterio get the win. And I thought this was really silly, but I knew this was going to happen. But Santos Escobar comes out. I was like, yeah, I bet you he's going to show the footage of Carlito beating down Dragon Lee, because that's the only option I can see here, because everybody betrays Rey Mysterio at some certain point. And guess what? Santos was like, yeah, Alexa Lopez pulled up this footage, and yep, it was Carlito beating up Dragon Lee. And then running through the door and coming out like, oh, my God, what happened to you? Who attacked you? So Carlito has betrayed Rey Mysterio. It's just like, this is just an ongoing thing. Versus first Dom, then Santos, now Carlito, soon Zelina Vega. You know, it's just like, all right, well, everyone is betraying Rey. That's the story we're telling here. Bron Breakker, I would say versus Cedric Alexander, but it wasn't even that. It was funny, is like, I dropped my pen, and I went to go grab my pen from my notes. And as soon as I got up, his hand was up. I was like, oh, Bron, what the fuck? And I had to, like, rewind it a little bit. I was like, oh, that was fast. And I gotta say, I really like his new theme music, man. It gets me kind of pumped up. It's going on the playlist. But Uncle Howdy tease twice, I believe twice, or maybe three times in the show, but definitely during the replay of the spear Bron gave to Cedric. Nick Aldis is backstage with Tiffany. Tiffany's like, hey, you saw what I did. You know, I believe I should get my championship match. And Nick goes, you know what? We'll do this instead. You will face Naomi, and whoever wins will face Bayley for the championship. Tiffany doesn't like that. And Bayley comes in. She's like, yeah, it was my suggestion. She goes, either or, you know, I'm going to whoop some ass, and I'm going to show what a champion I am. butchered that sentence. Well, yeah, so Bayley, then Bayley's going to be on commentary for that show because Tiffany asked her to, like, hey, you want to see what I can do that you can't do? I'll beat Naomi, and I'll face you at Backlash for that championship. Then we go right into Michelle McCool and Tori Wilson for round two of the draft. It is Legends Night for these rounds, and I love it. And we go into round two. SmackDown chose Randy. Raw chose Braun Breaker. That's a big one. That's a big one, in my opinion. SmackDown chose Nia Jax. I was like, oh, we're going to mix it up here a little bit. Okay. You know, I think Nia has had her time on Raw, and she's had the feuds. Now let's see some new storylines going on with Nia here. And we keep Liv Morgan on Raw, which is understandable because she has beef with Rhea, who's going to come back eventually. You know, Becky Lynch is now the champion, so we can build a storyline there. You know, so that's understandable. And I'm really enjoying the fact that they brought these legends out to do the draft. And it's just really cool. Just the whole thing just feels special. Paul, he's waiting, and Solo rose up. And I gotta say, Solo with the black gloves. Fucking genius, man. I love it. I was like, man, this guy is like full-on Don Mafioso, man. He's got the gloves and everything like that. Good for you, Solo. And Solo's like, what's going on with the bloodline? We're going to get drafted. And Paul's like, no, Roman stepped out. And, you know, the bloodline hasn't been drafted yet, blah, blah, blah. And you keep adding new members. And Solo's like, oh, yeah, speaking of that, Tama Tonga comes out. The vicious, wild Samoan there. And what my favorite part is, like, I had to rewind this because it was so fucking funny. Like, it was funny, but it was awesome. Out of nowhere, here's just a beeline sprint from Kevin Owens in the background and attacks Solo and attacks Tama Tonga. And I was just like, he just comes out of nowhere. It's like, bam. Then we have Kayla with Bianca Belair and talking about her being drafted and everything like that. And their big tag team match that they're going to have at Backlash against the Kabuki Warriors. And of course, Kabuki Warriors come out. Then Jay Cargill comes out and it's a standoff. That's going to be a good tag team match right there between those two, between these four women. And we go into, then out of nowhere, here comes Kevin and Tama fighting again. And they get in the ring, then Solo comes out, and they start beating down Kevin Owens, and here comes Randy. Randy for the save, and then I was like, oh, that's so good. That's so good. It's going to be awesome. And I hope there's a tag team match for this. And there is. We'll get right to that. And the next round three, we got the Dudley Boys. So good to see Bully Ray. I can't call him Bubba. Bully Ray, I'm so used to calling him Bully. But yeah, Dudley Boys are here, and they announced for round three. SmackDown gets L.A. Knight. Yeah. Then Raw gets Ricochet. SmackDown gets the Bloodline. So the Bloodline is staying on SmackDown. And Raw gets Sheamus. That's a big one, in my opinion. I think that's a big one. So that's round three. Then we go right into Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi. Bayley's on commentary. The match itself was okay, but the big story here was Nia interfering. Nia just came like a wrecking ball and just took out Bayley. So Bayley's got some targets on her back, and Nia's there now in SmackDown, so we're going to see some fresh stories. But this sets up what's going to be announced later on by our general manager, Nick Aldis. And we're going to get a triple threat match between Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Bayley at Backlash. We're building that card, and the card is looking stacked. Then we go right into Teddy Long with round four, and him and JBL. And going into round four, the final one for the night, SmackDown has got AJ Styles. Raw gets the Alpha Academy. SmackDown gets Andrade. That's awesome, man. And Kiana James goes to Raw. And that's even more super sweet. I'm happy about that. I am really, really happy about that. So Kiana James, she really grew on me as a character, as a performer, and as a wrestler. she can go. So Kiana James, welcome to Monday Night Raw. Then she does have an interview with Jackie at the Performance Center. So she's very happy. She's like, I banked on myself, and this is where I got myself, and I'm going to Monday Night Raw. So good for Kiana James. We have a couple things backstage. The Final Testament attacks New Catch Republic, and it sets up a tag team match for next week with AOP. And then we have Byron with the Street Profits and B-Fab. Talking about the draft, and says they don't matter where they go, they are here to kick ass, take names, and they're going to face A-Town down next week for those tag team championships. And now we go in to our main event, Carmelo Hayes versus Cody Rhodes. They gave him about 15 minutes or so, and it was a good match. The only thing I did not really care for between these two, I like the aggressiveness that Cody was showing Carmelo, like, hey, if you're going to be here, you have to be here, and you got to prove yourself, you know, in this company, especially if you're going to be on the main roster now. And I like that motivation with Carmelo Hayes. Of course, Cody Rhodes gets the win, but there's this weird spot where they were both going to the ropes and they missed each other. And I think in their minds, they thought it was going to be cooler. And it looks like Cody hit his shoulder harder than he expected, but I don't know. It was just a weird, like, they go off the ropes and they miss each other. And I'm like, oh, were you supposed to hit, or were you? Because if they hit, that would have been, I think, much cooler of a spot. You know, they go and bam, collide, because they know each other. They're figuring each other out, and they have these move sets. But no, they just miss each other. And I'm like, oh, that was interesting. I saw a comment on X where someone's like, yeah, this is how my daughter plays WWE 2K24 or something, with just button smashing. I thought that was funny. But of course, Cody Rhodes wins. He gives a little advice to Carmelo Hayes. We pass him on the back. We got a really cool shot with Carmelo and Cody in the background. Carmelo's gunning for Cody. That's a story I would like to see built as well. But that all has to be teased. We got to sprinkle it in. And here comes AJ Styles, Cody Rhodes, face to face. And that's the way we end the show. So my hat's off. And I give this show a solid 5 out of 5. Next week, we got the first ever RKO show. And I would like to see how that goes. And we're going to be in France. And I get to see Backlash before I go to work, because on that Saturday, it will be airing at 10 a.m. in the morning for me here in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I'm like, let's go, Dan! And Backlash is looking great. We got Damian Priest versus Jey Uso. We have Randy and Kevin versus Solo and Tonga. We got Bayley and Tiff and Naomi going at each other in a triple threat. Jade and Bianca versus the Kabuki Warriors. And Cody versus AJ. Life is sweet. 5 out of 5. Drop those comments below. Tell me what you thought of the show. Tell me what you thought of those draft picks. I think what I like about it, they all mean something. And they're all leading to a story. We got the Uncle Howdy tease throughout the show. So a lot of stuff is cooking in WWE. And I feel like we're just barely getting started. All right. Drop those comments below, especially on the Tony Khan comment. What do you think? Was I a little too harsh? Was I, you know, came off as too much in that moment? I just feel that it's just something that he shouldn't have said. It is his company, so he can do whatever the hell he wants. But I just feel it affects the locker room more when he says stupid shit like that. And that locker room's stacked already. And it's like Edge, Bryan Danielson, Samoa Joe needs to get to Tony and be like, dude, stop. Stop. Slap him. Get him in a headlock. You know, make him feel like his life is in danger. And tell him, stop. Oh, that Andy Coffin motherfucker. All right, y'all. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KNB, the Sexy Ninja, and as always, the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Down selects NXT's Carmelo Hayes.
What? What?